Captain's log supplemental. Harry Mudd has escaped from the Enterprise, taking Head Nurse Chapel with him, apparently as a hostage. Meanwhile, Mr. Spock is acting very strange.
Come on. Hurry!
If he's harmed one hair on her pretty head.
Jim, the search party found this in the shuttlecraft bay.
One of Mudd's love crystals.
Captain, a number of these were broken against the ship's air system grill.
Lucky for us, they don't work.
Are we sure, Jim? A number of the crew are acting as strange as Spock.
Please, Captain.
Check it out, Bones. Send me an immediate report.
Mudd has landed on the planet's surface. Coordinates relayed to transporter room 4.
And the captain's in transports about it with our ever-loving Mr. Spock.
You're funny. And very attractive for a human.
They'll find you soon enough, me little puppet. You'll be safe, and I'll be long gone.
Gone where? The planet's a desert.
There's always a market for an ingenious man. Once I recall, on Omega Cygni, I turned a handsome profit selling the natives their own oceans.
Well, we haven't seen any traces of intelligent life. Of any life.
Then you can relax. There's no danger, eh? We'll get you set up top class. Don't bother to thank me.
Well, I hadn't planned on it.
By the way, anybody keeping a trace on the captain and Mr. Spock?
Sure, Air X.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to have a friend like you.
Strange, that's the way I feel about you, too. My dear friend Spock. Come, let's go get Mudd and Christine.
Transporter
room, emergency beam up now. They're not responding.
Don't worry. You'll be safe, darling.
Oh, yes, Buck. How wonderful.
They're coming closer!
Emergency beam up. Enterprise, come in. No response. Spock, can't you take your hands off her?
That's my affair.
I think we should get a few things straight.
Jim. No, Captain. We're both reacting to the drug. The love potion.
It worked?
Yes. We have to control our emotional reactions.
It worked! And I was selling those crystals to lump-headed miners for a miserable 300 credits. Oh.
Did I ever tell you about the time I saved Captain Kirk's life? For Spock's. And my dear friend Scotty. and that pretty little Lieutenant Uhura. I've saved just about everybody on this here ship. If the Enterprise had a heart, I'd save her, too. Now, let's talk about your heart, my dear.
How long does the effect of the potion last, Harry?
I don't know. Not long, according to the creature I purchased the crystals from.
Look!
Keep trying to contact the Enterprise. Maybe we can distract them.
That is an outstandingly stupid idea.
I'm sorry.
The drug is simply doubt that we can appeal to their better nature, if they have one.
Harry, do you have any of the crystals left?
Two. No, they're worth a fortune. No. My friends, dear Christine, for you, for all of us.
Oh, I've got a hangover to shame all previous hangovers. And I did not touch a drop of scotch.
Not so loud, you fool.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, I don't like you much either.
Come in, Enterprise. Emergency beam up. Repeat. Emergency.
Enterprise here. I made contact.
Great. I hope we last long enough to be beamed up. Phase is ready. I need help.
Six, I conned two miners out of a year's supply of dilithium crystals with fake Federation vouchers.
May I help you record his confession, nurse?
You? You'd be the last person I'd choose.
A few moments of love, paid for with several hours of hatred. Your potion is scarcely a bargain, Harry.
Ah, well, Spock, so few things in this universe are perfect. Think I'll get rehabilitation therapy again?
I can guarantee it.
Well, that's all right. I just hate to leave you all. All my loved ones.